It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy GO 10, Windows Mixed Reality, V30, iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it's Friday, it's the 19th of January 2018, and that can only mean one thing. Yup, it's time for the Tech Chat with David Cannon's Friday News Update. And we've got some new phones and some big rumours coming up on today's show. But first of all, I'm sorry there haven't been any videos recently on my YouTube channel. I am working on a what it might look like video on the Huawei P20 that I've been promising on Twitter, and I've got a review of the Galaxy A3 2017 coming up soon as well. And the Tech of the Month reveal is coming soon as well. I know what that's going to be, the Tech of the Month, and I've just made the trailer for it, so I will make an announcement on that very soon. But for now, let's get on with the show. It's Friday, the 19th of January 2018. This is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, HTC have announced a new mid-range phone called the U11 Eyes. In China, it's got the same camera on the back as the U11, which is why it's got the same DxOMark score of 90. That's equal to the original Google Pixel score. Pretty amazing for a mid-range phone. And it's got a 6-inch full HD LCD screen. It's got an aspect ratio of 18:9, just like the U11 Plus. So it's what's called a bezel-less screen. And it has on the front dual cameras. That's the new thing, and that's why it's called U11 Eyes. This can do that popular background blurring effect that's so popular right now, and you can adjust the blurring after taking the photo, which is a feature on the Note 8, but that's pretty cool. It's got a beauty mode, and it's got AR stickers, similar to Snapchat filters. And you also get, for the first time on an HTC phone, facial recognition for unlocking the phone. But you need to squeeze the sides of the phone to activate it. And obviously, due to that, Edge Sense is back with the new Edge launcher that brings up a rotating menu at the side of the screen when you squeeze it for opening multiple apps and stuff. And it has that liquid surface back that was on the U11 and pretty much every other U11 phone since. It's also got IP67 waterproofing, a 3930 milliamp per hour battery, and a Snapdragon 652 processor. So all in all, pretty good, and it will have a price of around about £376 if it ever comes to the UK. Honor, a company owned by Huawei, have launched the 9 Lite phone in India. It has an 18:9 bezel-less screen. It's full HD, I believe. And it also comes with Android Oreo and 32 gig or 64 gig storage, 3 gig or 4 gig of RAM, a 13 megapixel front and back camera. That's the main lens, because both of them are dual cameras. Pretty cool, eh? And you also get a glass back, and I believe, yep, you get a fingerprint sensor on the back. So pretty cool phone all in all. And that screen is around about 5.7 inches, so big enough for pretty much anything. OnePlus have announced that their website was hacked last year. This could affect up to 40,000 people who bought from the OnePlus website between November 2017 and the 11th of January 2018. So if you paid by credit card on the OnePlus website between those times, please make sure that you haven't had any money stolen and possibly contact your bank to get your details changed, because there was some code in the website that allowed hackers to steal your details. So yeah, please check so that you don't get any money stolen. A photo of what is apparently the Galaxy S9's packaging has been posted on Reddit, revealing that the phone could have some pretty incredible cameras. The specs on the back of the box suggest that it will again have a 5.8-inch screen and will have a super speed dual pixel 12 megapixel camera, which suggests that it will be able to focus really quickly. Although dual pixel doesn't mean dual camera, we think that will be reserved for the S9 Plus. However, the specs also suggest that the lens will be able to switch between an aperture of f1.5 and f2.4, adapting the camera for great photos in different situations. They also suggest that it will be able to do super slow-mo video recording. Previous rumours suggested it would be able to do 1,000 frames per minute video recording, and we'll get stereo speakers tuned by AKG, an 8 megapixel front camera, IP68 waterproofing, an iris scanner, 64 gig of memory and 4 gig of RAM, wireless charging again, and AKG earphones in the box. So sounds like a pretty good phone, but with some incredible cameras. Google have released an update after their Google Cast technology crashed people's Wi-Fi routers. The issue occurred when you tried to cast audio from an Android device to a Chromecast enabled device or a Google Home device, and the issue affected routers from companies like Asus, Netgear, and TP-Link. So check the Google Play Store for an update to fix this issue. The Android blog Droid Life have released some supposed renders of some of Motorola's 2018 phones. They look either fake or first drafts. They do look pretty sloppy. However, there has been some evidence that they could be real, and the renders suggest that the Z3 phone will get a design similar to the Galaxy S8 with an on-screen home button which lets you swipe from right to left and left to right to go back, or to open the multitasking buttons instead of navigation buttons on either side of the home button, which usually happens with navigation buttons on Android phones. The X5 could also get this on-screen home button, and it could get an iPhone X style notch. And finally, the G6 could get a bezel-less screen and dual cameras on the back with a glass back as well, similar to the X4 phone. That's it for this week's Friday news update. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, for more tech news. And for now, goodbye.